Hello, and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast on mobile business intelligence. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and I'll be talking today with Forrester Research Inc. analysts Boris Evelson and Mike Facemeyer about mobile BI do's and don'ts. Boris is a vice president and principal analyst at Forrester who focuses on BI best practices and technologies, and Mike is a senior analyst who covers mobile application development. Thanks to both of you for speaking with me today.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how broadly are mobile BI tools being adopted among your clients? Are we at the point where providing mobile BI capabilities to business users has become a checklist item for most BI teams?
Absolutely, Greg. It's qualitatively, I'll give you an answer from my personal experience. I deal with about at least 1,000 clients, business intelligence clients per year, and I would say a good third to a good half of them inquire about mobile capabilities of BI application and BI platforms. And then quantitatively, our recent Foresight's BI Spotlight survey showed that 24% of enterprises who responded have already deployed mobile BI applications, and another 37 are either piloting or prototyping or considering mobile BI applications in the near future. It definitely makes a lot of sense. Today's world moves way too fast, and I can no longer afford to tell my client, my partner, my customer, I'll get back to the office and call you then. It's already going to be too late. I need to make a decision wherever that a customer or a client or a partner is, and mobile BI is a direct part of that. Mike, what do you see from your side?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. You know, we've talked about technology creating a 24/7 world, but with mobile, that statement is really true. As Boris said, it just doesn't make sense to have your customers or your partners waiting for a decision. Mobile enables you to have data at your fingertips at all times and have it presented to you in a way that you can make the decisions that you need to make. So I absolutely agree. This is a key component in decision making for most enterprises we talk to.
All right. And what are some of the best practices that you recommend to your clients for designing and deploying mobile BI apps?
Well, the best practice is the same for all software. Start with a real use case. We have so many, unfortunately, so many clients calling us asking this type of question without really understanding what are the use cases. Technology for the sake of technology never works across all software segments. So that's specifically very critical for mobile BI. It's really critical to understand, are users going to be making strategic decisions or operational decisions? Are they going to be online or are they going to be offline? Are they really going to be doing analysis, slicing and dicing on information, or are they really going to be looking up single answers, right? So if you're an executive who meets with the board, right, and needs to do some analysis, it's one use case. But if you're, let's say, a crime fighting officer, police officer, right, and you want to analyze crime statistics at the crime scene, obviously very, very different requirements in terms of the types of information you are going to be looking up, how you're going to be analyzing it, and how you're going to be acting on information. So I would say before we even get into the technology, tools, architecture, just understanding the use case is extremely, extremely important.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, because knowing what your use case is, what your business challenge is, helps you to determine in the mobile world, you know, how do I display this data? Should I display it on a tablet or a smartphone, or should it be displayed, using HTML technologies or native technologies? You know, all of these decisions are extremely difficult to make if you look at it from a technology-first perspective. Instead, it's extremely important to look at it from a business challenge perspective and figure out, based on a business challenge, how do these technologies apply, both in the BI side of it and the mobile side of it.
Okay. Well, speaking of the technology side, what are some of the key considerations that BI managers should take into account when they're evaluating the mobile capabilities of BI vendors? And maybe as a related question on that, does a mobile BI deployment, does it usually involve new software, or are people tending to going to be using the same BI tools that they already have in-house?
It's probably more of the latter. Most of the enterprises have so much investment into on-premise BI infrastructure that not too many of them are looking at other a third-party mobile BI tool specifically, and it's not not bad news, because most of the leading BI traditional BI vendors have very robust and scalable state-of-the-art mobile BI solutions. The real challenge is since most enterprises have multiple BI platforms for multiple reasons, M&A, legacy systems, embedded BI into operational applications, et cetera, they typically face this challenge once again when they extend these platforms into the mobile world. Do I take three or four of my existing on-premise BI platforms, and do I enable all of them for mobile delivery, or do I really stick with one? Or in some scenarios, do I look at a third-party mobile-only provider that can sit on top of all these existing on-premise applications and then just deliver existing reports and dashboards onto mobile devices? From my side, the key capability that I advise my clients to look at is what we call a design once, publish multiple times, right? The last thing that you want is for every device, every platform, every mobile browser version to create a separate application and maintain it and update it. So the best practice is obviously leaving that to the BI vendors, right? You want to be in the business of creating reports and dashboards for business use cases. How they're displayed and rendered on multiple platforms, that should really be the responsibility of the BI platform, and that's really one of the differentiating factors you should be looking for.
Yeah, and from the pure mobile perspective, whether it be a BI platform or any new enterprise back-end platforms you're looking to deploy, having a consistent set of APIs that can be consumed by a mobile platform, by a desktop platform, is absolutely key and critical here, because with so much back-end data, and we're getting more and more of it every day, one of the key considerations in mobile is, how do I take all this data and present it in a single, on a single channel in a way that's consumable by my user at that time? And the best way to do that is to have an easy way to integrate that back-end data, federate it to a single place, and then promote it to the end channel, whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, or a desktop browser, or even in the future with Google Glasses or something like that. So having a well-designed, well-implemented RESTful API layer in many cases that can be consumed by front-end charts, graphs, your visual layer is absolutely key when making these decisions.
And Mike, I know that a lot of my clients ask me about this, so I want to pick your brain on this. Native mobile platform versus HTML5. I know it's an age-old battle. What's the latest?
Yeah, absolutely. And this goes back to what we talked about earlier. It comes down to the business challenge. Do I need to promote my brand? Do I need to have BI visualizations that are pixel perfect on every device, and or make use of unique device capabilities? Like, do I need to store and be able to transact while offline? Do I need to run background processes that I can't do in a web environment? If any of these things are true, then a native implementation is probably what you're going to need. On the other hand, if you don't have any of these, I would always start with a web-based a web-based implementation model when needing to support more than one platform. And the reason is, with native development, we see roughly a 50 to 70% cost increase when adding individual platforms. So if I start out with an iOS platform and I'm doing native development there and I need to add a native Android, I'm adding 50 to 70% of the cost of the first. Now when I add Windows Mobile or Windows Phone, I am now adding another 50 to 70%. So the cost becomes very, very high. So the business driver behind that cost needs to be equally high. And that's why commonly folks will start with their designs around the web and a hybrid or possibly a hybrid model, and then have business drivers move them to a native world if they need to get there.
To follow up on the design point that you made, Boris, are you saying that you should develop one application? You shouldn't develop separate applications for, say, an iPad and an iPhone. And the reason I ask is, I mean, obviously, an iPad has a much bigger screen than an iPhone does, or smartphones in general. So I'm just wondering is there the potential to do more on tablets than from a mobile BI perspective than on smartphones? Do you think that it's basically you just want to develop once and run it on multiple platforms?
But it's a mix. I think there are some apps that you should be able to display and use on both devices, but there are absolutely different use cases that fit different platforms. So if you really want to do true analytics, right? True analytics is not just about looking something up. It's about sorting, filtering, slicing, dicing, drilling across, right? Really digging into the root cause analysis of a problem, looking for a pattern. You probably wouldn't want to do that on a smartphone just because there isn't enough. Not so much probably a screen real estate, but the keyboard real estate, right? You need to do a lot of gestural and kind of a keyboard manipulation to do that kind of an analysis. So a tablet is a much, much better fit for that. But if I'm if I'm on the move, if I'm sitting in a taxi with my client and I just need to look up a certain piece of information, phones are great. And another interesting area that is being just on the leading edge, probably even a bleeding edge at this point, is a natural language processing and voice recognition on smartphones as it relates to BI, right? So once again, if I'm looking up a simple information, a customer profitability statement, why not let me speak my question, right? Input my query via microphone rather than trying to type it in. And that's obviously, perfect fit for smartphones.
Okay. So you see, so it's not that tablets is where mobile BI makes the most sense necessarily because of the larger screens. They both have their uses.
They both have their rightful place under the sun. We keep going back to the use cases. You really need to define those use cases first.
And what are some big mistakes that organizations make on mobile BI? I mean, other than probably the biggest one I would assume is not having a good use case. But beyond that, what are some other things where people go wrong or companies, BI teams go wrong?
Yeah, so I think we talked about two main ones, which is creating the right, understanding the right use cases before you even look at your platforms and architecture. The second one, what Mike talked about, creating the right architecture, a SOA architecture, and picking the right platform. The other one that we didn't talk about yet is integration with your other applications, right? Obviously, business intelligence, whether it's on mobile devices or on-premise, does not exist in isolation. Business intelligence typically needs to be tightly embedded with your ERP applications, right? Your HR, finance, payroll, your sales and marketing, contact management applications, other office applications like collaboration, like email. Some of these applications are not a one-way in terms of it's not that I'm just pulling data out of these apps. and I'm reporting on them using BI and mobile BI. But sometimes I'm updating those applications. If I'm looking at I'm looking at an inventory dashboard and I see my inventory is low, wouldn't I want right there and then on a mobile device to put in a purchase order for more widgets, right? So creating bidirectional forms that would let me, either update my operational application like ERP or kick off some kind of a workflow to get an approval from my colleagues is something that you should absolutely be taking a look at as part of overall design.
Yeah, and the only other thing that I would chip in is to kind of go back to a previous point is to have an open platform and an open framework such that I can add on or change things about as we go forward, because you know this is an area that's changing in its complexity, changing in the value add that vendors are providing, and being able to possibly add in new analytics or new engines that drive the decisions that are being made through your BI platform is absolutely key. And then and being able to do this in a way that doesn't change or doesn't destroy the mobile interface that you have to these systems already is paramount. You need to be able to add functionality to migrate your functionality and not have to rewrite all of your front ends because of that change.
Mike, didn't I see either you or some of your our colleagues write that an average shelf life of an operating system on a mobile device is something like 9 months? So obviously, if you do something in a very proprietary way, it's not going to take you very far.
You're absolutely correct, yes.
Okay, great. Well, we'll end it there for today. Boris and Mike, thanks for sharing your thoughts and your advice with our listeners.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks to you for listening. You can find info about Forrester Research at www.forrester.com. That's Forrester with two R's. And you can find more tips, advice, and analysis on BI and analytics topics on searchbusinessanalytics.com. This is Craig Stedman signing off.